Our next question, the first answer will go to Lee, then Cooper, then Marianne. It's about emergency services in Bundeena, so it is a related question. So we acknowledge that Lee Evans, as the local member, has delivered on a Liberal election commitment for an ambulance station for Bundeena. However, the ambulance is often not in Bundeena, and during a recent emergency involving a local resident, it took 90 minutes for the ambulance to arrive. While we are aware of difficulties with ambulance ramping and shortages of staff, our isolation from medical services and high numbers of accidents in the park should justify a 24-hour presence here. Do you support a 24-hour ambulance presence in Bundeena? And if yes, how will you deliver on that support? So, Lee first.
Thank you. Yes, we do have one ambulance that's based in Helensburg, but obviously when it has to go to Sutherland Hospital or Wollongong or wherever it has to go, has to leave. The system as it is currently is that another station, maybe Ingerden or Helensburg, will cover Bundeena, and as stated, it takes too long. There's going to be an announcement in the next couple of days which will alleviate that with a major upgrade of ambulance dispatch within the Southern Shire. So it's by the end of this week we'll have an announcement out to it will alleviate the issues with 90-minute turnarounds for ambulances. So thank you.
So credit where it's due for getting in the 24-hour ambulance service, but I'm sure we are all very aware the public healthcare system is completely stressed, worn to the bone. We acknowledge this. It is a broader issue. It's an issue which could potentially cost the health, potentially cost the life of a resident or a visitor. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. So, in terms of specific ways to address this, the Greens do have a plan to improve the public service sector as a whole, removing completely the public sector wage gap, giving a 15% pay rise to all nurses, paramedics, public healthcare workers, and an annual rise of 2% above inflation every year. To keep these skilled, so essential workers in the service, because they're leaving in droves because the pay isn't good enough. It's such a stress on the system. As well as doing this, introducing a 24/7 patient transport service to alleviate the pressure that is put on ambulances and to leave ambulances for emergencies only. Hopefully this will, well, not hopefully, this will relieve the pressure that is put on the Bundeena ambulance services. And I must say thank you so much to the local paramedics. The work you do is so fantastic.
And of course the CFR. Thank you. Sorry, Mum.
So this is a common issue that's brought up, and not so much in regards to 24-hour, but the fact that there's no one there sometimes when you ring at the other end of the phone. So my understanding of the New South Wales Ambulance Service is that they are employed for New South Wales. So talking to the paramedics at Engadine, for example, they've been told to go to Penrith. They are three-quarters of the way out there, and then they're told you're no longer required, and they turn around and come back. So that's the sort of state that we are working under for the past 12 years in regards to our health sector. So in regards to the ambulance here, I know that they are called away, and when we have, what we spoke about before, the amount of visitors that come here, it's important that we have access to these services, to these emergency services, all the time. There is no two ways about that. What I would like to have a look at is the data and evidence. I've been talking to Ryan Park, who's our Shadow Minister for Health, as I said to you, this is a common issue, but in regards to Bundeena, I want to have a look at that data and evidence, and I want to be able to properly examine it to make sure that we staff with a priority here, and Ryan has given me that undertaking, that we will look at this as a top priority, staffing existing health services and facilities. The other one I just wanted to touch on, though, is your fire service. You're probably aware that the New South Wales government has this view about taking them offline. They call them tolling. And there's three in the electorate of Heathcote that the New South Wales government proposes to take offline. So if there's a staff shortage, they take them temporarily offline. And when Lee was asked about that, Bundeena closes, Helensburgh closes, and Scarborough closes, the response that was given was, that's okay, they'll come from Revesby. I will not accept that. I will not accept that you, in this isolated area, will be put in that dangerous... Like, I just will not tolerate that. You and your families are to be protected. You pay your taxes and you deserve your services, and I'll be working with Ryan Park over this and Jihad Dib as well to keep that fire station open, to keep you safe. I know that some of you in this room, when you've rung 000, have had a fire truck come because it's a community first responder. I will fight to keep that open for you.